In a year where college football teams played under the COVID cloud, perhaps the best game of the season was put together sort of last minute. Coastal Carolina had Liberty U on the schedule in December, but COVID intervened. Liberty had to stay home. And meanwhile, the Coastal Athletic Director got on the phone. He booked an outstanding BYU team to fly 2,200 miles cross-country to Conway, South Carolina. And the Chanticleers held off the Cougs on the final play of the game to pull off a huge upset.
And here's what you do if you're Coastal. You put every defender's heels on the goal line. And be ready to knock it down.
Last chance for the Cougars. Mill the catch. Wrestled down on the two. Coastal wins it.
Yeah, it was huge. 22-17 final. As Coastal Carolina knocked off a team who's looking to make the college football playoff this year, the BYU Cougars. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to connect and support the show financially at WWIB.com, quickly, safely, securely, and remotely. 44-year-old head coach Jamie Chadwell of Coastal Carolina University is with me from Conway, South Carolina, again on the show today. So, Coach, the unbeaten string you guys had going into the BYU game, that was definitely, without a doubt, going to end when you played the Cougars in December. But you guys come up with an amazing finish there to hold them off and beat the Cougars. ESPN Game Day was at your place in Conway. Just huge day for the school, for you as a coach, and for the team. What was that day like?
Well, I tell you what was crazy about it is we're sitting here. You know, we found out the game, basically we're playing Thursday morning, right? So you basically got Thursday, Friday, and then a little bit of Saturday to try to get ready for the kickoff at 5:30. And we're in here Saturday about 11 o'clock trying to finalize, 10:30, whatever it was, trying to finalize game plan and stuff. And we're watching, like most college coaches do, you're watching game day, right? And then we're watching it, and then we all stop for a second, look out and see, they're right outside us. They're right out here in our stadium. And it was almost like a surreal moment that, like, college game day is in Conway, South Carolina for a game that just got put together 2 days, you know, 2 days before. And just the experience to have that here and then to have the audience and then have a BYU team that's, you know, got a top five pick at quarterback. And then for the game to be able to play, it was a competitive game. Obviously, we weren't expected to win. If I was a betting man, we'd have won a lot of money that day. Just the way our guys played and the way the game ended, just an unbelievable experience. And if you weren't a football fan of BYU or ourselves, but you were just a college fan, football fan, what a game to be a part of. And for us to be able to have that and host it and to really – Coastal Carolina to be on a national stage, that was a blessing from above, and just because of the way that game went down. And one of those, you know, there's certain moments that you know and you experience that you'll never forget, and that day specifically, obviously that last play is one that you'll remember always.
I just watched it again today. What a great finish for your guys there. So you beat BYU and you move up all the way to number nine in the country, top 10 team, number nine in the country. What was that week like for you there at the school?
You know, the first week we got ranked, I think, was pretty special. And then you're like, okay, how high can we go? Because I told our team, I said, if we lose one time, we're done. You know, I mean, that was my mentality. You know, we got ranked, but then just to continue to keep going and to be able to say you were a top 10 team in the country at one point, where there's a lot of teams that have played football for a long time that have never really reached that distinction. That was a special time. You know, and what I think I'm most proud of is during this COVID, obviously colleges have experienced a lot of downturn and not knowing if students were going to come back and all those things. And for us to be able to have the year we had and to be able to play out on national television, for us to be labeled America's team, no apologies to the Cowboys, for us to be a labeled America's team this year, what that brought to our community that was struggling, what that brought to our university that was struggling, and the impact that that's made not only on our sports teams but our university in general, I don't know if you can put a price tag on that, what happened. And to be recognized to be top 10 and have our students say, hey, I go to a university that has a top 10 football program, it was a pretty special year and a pretty special week.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about that, but we're out of clock here again for today's show. So, Coach, let me invite you back for our next sports and commentary program coming up here and visit about what's called earned media value. You guys are splashed across the media nationally, television, newspapers, radio, whatever it is. And people are talking about what is the value to the school, to the program, recruiting, that kind of thing. I learned the term earned media value this year in conjunction with Coastal, and we'll talk about that when we come back. And also about the pursuit that other schools, Power 5 schools, put on you to come coach, including South Carolina in the SEC. But you turn it down and are going to stay at Coastal. We'll talk about the new contract you signed to. Jamie Chadwell of Coastal Carolina Football, thank you for being here. We'll get you on the show again very, very soon. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you very much.